Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Oaks Tornadoes girls basketball team gets a big win on the road against the rivals Lemoore Litchfield Marion by a final score of 53-41. Lakin Roney finishes with 24 points. She went 9 of 11 from the free throw line and 3 from 9 from beyond the arc. And as for sophomore Tessa Rasmussen, she finished tonight with 23 points, going 4 for 12 from beyond the arc. The Tornadoes finished district play with an impressive 5-1 record, and they improved to 10-6 overall. As for the Lobos, they finished their district play 3-3. They have locked up the 3 seed in the District 5 tournament and are now 11-4 overall. Oaks can still finish first in the district, but Edgley Coleman Montpelier has to lose at least 2 of their final 3 district games. The Tornadoes have just one day off before taking on Medina Pingree Buchanan tomorrow at 1:30. Then the boys' game will start just a few minutes after that one finishes up. And as for Lemoore, they have a date with the top team in District 6, Linton HMB, tonight at 7:30. The Oaks wrestling team will be at the 2022 East-West Wrestling Tournament from New Salem, North Dakota. Hunter Greenmeyer will be on the call for that for us, with our coverage starting at 2 o'clock right here on KDDR 1220 AM, 100.3 FM, The Tornado. Also streaming on our website, newsdakota.com, and on the Tornado app. We will also have coverage tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. 31 points from Carl Anthony Towns and 27 points from Anthony Edwards was not enough to get past the Golden State Warriors from San Francisco as they fall by a final score of 124-115. Things won't get any easier for the Timberwolves as they take on the Phoenix Suns from Phoenix coming up tonight at 8 o'clock. The Minnesota Wild are back in action tonight after a few days' rest. They'll be live from Madison Square Garden to take on the New York Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock. Then they will stay in the Empire State as they take on the Islanders on Sunday at 6:30. In NFL news, the Chicago Bears have turned to Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus to be their new head coach. Chicago makes the decision despite trying to build their team around quarterback Justin Fields. Also, Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn and head coach Mike McCarthy are returning to the Big D in 2022. The 2022 NBA All-Star starters have been announced. For the Eastern Conference, it'll be Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Trae Young, and DeMar DeRozan. And for the West, it'll be LeBron, Nikola Jokic, Andrew Wiggins, Steph Curry, and Ja Morant. Morant and Wiggins are making their first ever All-Star appearances. With a look at your sports, I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.